This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We are joined in studio by Tom Falders, the new president and CEO of the University of Virginia Alumni Association. Thank you, sir, for coming in and spending some time with us. I've really been looking forward to this. I am fascinated by the Alumni Association. We think that every school, you know, every school has one, and it's just like a classroom. You know, the schools have them, and they reach out to their alumni and try to engage them. But as somebody who's actually studied the history of UVA and watched this association take shape into a pretty massive, influential organization in its own right, it's a really fascinating history. And I guess the best place to start is share with the folks a little bit of Tom Falders 101, who you are, where you're from, your history with the university, that kind of thing.
Well, thank you, Coy. First of all, it's a pleasure to be here, and I couldn't be happier. Let me start way back, and I graduated in 1971 from the college. It was an interesting time to be at the college. It was a time when there was another regional conflagration going on. There was some unrest on campus. There was a lot of things that made life at the university very interesting. In my fourth year, we went co-ed. So it was a time of change, which kind of, in a sense, defined my life. I've been primarily in the corporate world for the last 30 years, primarily in the high tech and telecommunications area. I've had a lot of very interesting jobs from treasurer to corporate development, to strategic planning, I've been a CFO of publicly traded companies twice, most recently a CEO of a publicly traded company. And so this job is a little bit of a right angle turn for me, but nonetheless very fascinating.
Yeah, and tell us about the Alumni Association itself. How big is this? How many people are we talking about? We know just by driving down the road, you have a big new, big white building that's even bigger, is getting bigger as we speak. And you're building, I guess, a ballroom on the back for events.
We've had a ballroom. We're expanding it. The university's gotten progressively larger, and we needed a space to be able to handle larger and larger groups. So we're adding about a third to the ballroom, and it should be done by the end of January of next year.
Yeah.
But the Alumni Association itself is closing in on 170 years old. It's one of the first alumni associations established in the country, established in 1838. The whole idea behind it was that the alums at the time wanted to give money to the university but didn't want it to go to Richmond, didn't want the politicians to get a hold of it. And so they created this entity that then in turn could provide money in areas that the alumni thought were most important. Since then, the Alumni Association has grown tremendously. We're currently at about, by the end of the year, we'll have about 60 employees, operating budget of about $8, $9 million. We run the UVA Fund. The UVA Fund has almost $400 million of, in a sense, deposits in it. So it's a business in its own right.
Yeah, yeah. A very big business in its own right.
It's getting larger. But the reason the business exists is the 186,413 alumni, living alumni of the University of Virginia. And our job is very simple. It's to make sure that they're in touch with the university. We're trying to do the term of art I've learned since I've come here is called engagement. What I would call it in my corporate world is pre-sales. In other words, finding those connections where alumni will connect back to the university. And in a not-so-scientific kind of study that I've done of the alumni, it's interesting. We have about 5% of our alumni who I would call hyper-engaged. These are the ones that are members of committees and boards and those sorts of things and come to the university quite frequently and come to Charlottesville quite frequently. We sometimes make the mistake of thinking these people are like every other alum out there. And that's just, unfortunately, that's not the case. There's another 20% who I would call engaged. They're the people who are joined local clubs, come to Charlottesville on occasion, follow the university, may donate some money to the university from time to time, and that's good. But that leaves 75% of what one would call unengaged alumni. Now, I know those folks pretty well because that's what I am, or was, up until recently. I came out of Northern Virginia. I tried to go to a club event up there once, couldn't find it, so I gave up. Didn't pay a lot of attention to the university. I was like most unengaged alums. I took the Virginia magazine, the alumni magazine, and read it from back to front. You open it up and you look at all the real estate ads Then you read the class notes.
Right, right.
And maybe, but not very often, you got to the actual meat of the magazine itself and read some of the stories.
About what was happening at the university today.
Right. Yeah. Right. So the real challenge that any alumni association has of any university, but we certainly have it here, is really going after that 75% of the unengaged alums. And we're not trying to raise money. That's not the job of the alumni association. Our job is to raise friends and to try to get these people re-engaged in the university, find something in their lives where the university might be relevant. So we're moving out and trying to find lots of different points of contact, whether it's the university itself, whether it's their school, whether it's a club or fraternity or sorority, whether it's an ethnic group that they're identify with. We're using all sorts of different, if you will, sub-markets. We're finding all sorts of sub-markets and trying to reach that 75% unengaged through this, in a sense, sub-marketing.
Tom Falders is our guest. He's the president and CEO of the University of Virginia Alumni Association. We're talking about engagement. I know from studying the history and writing about the history of the university, throughout most of the 19th century, the alumni would be involved primarily on what was called Public Day, which now we would call graduation, commencement. They would come back for Public Day.
Finals.
And have finals and have dinner and hear the students make speeches. Mm-hmm. But everything started to change when UVA started playing American football in the 1890s. All of a sudden, you saw an incredible explosion of engagement that fast forward up to 1913, when football had really taken hold. You saw the first big alumni reunion with the famous now, you know, big tent, where they erected a big tent on grounds, and all the classes came back dressed up in costume and had sporting events and a big cookout and barbecue. But it was really football that created that initial big excitement of engagement among the alumni. It just exploded, and now everyone was really thinking about the university and thinking about the team and wanting to come back for the games. And what's interesting is here 100 years later, we see that still has an incredibly powerful influence to engage UVA alumni.
No question. The football team and the football schedule is a big draw. And there's a fairly sizable subset of the alumni who one of their favorite days is to get the new schedule for the football team and start plotting out what their fall is going to be like. So there's no question about that.
And of course, basketball too. And you often have folks who will come to you and say, look, I want to write you a check for a basketball stadium or football stadium because that's what's important to me.
That's right. And the university has benefited from some very, very generous alumni, particularly in building the John Paul Jones Center here recently. Paul Tudor Jones was kind of the lead gift there and has done a marvelous job in getting other alumni interested in developing that. So the John Paul Jones Center, I've probably been there as a...
I saw Disney on Ice, actually, with the kids. And
it's a fabulous
facility. I was really impressed. I mean, it's beautiful, and it really is a feather in the cap here, not only for our community, but for Virginia as well. That's a regional draw, not just a community draw. It really is impressive. Tell me about the vision that you have for the association and your conversations with the administration and with some prominent alumni who care deeply about the university. Where do you see the alumni association going forward as we look forward 5, 10, 25 years into the 21st century?
Well, it's interesting because we're just putting the final touches on a 5-year strategic plan, which we kicked off pretty much when I started there. And we had a new chairman come in, a gentleman by the name of Richard Payne. And so we did a lot of thinking about that. And I wish I could say there's just one specific thing we're doing. But if I could put it in a nutshell, and I'm going to go back to what I talked about before, there's no question that the 5% and the 20% I identified before are clearly engaged with the university. And certainly we're going to make sure we look after them, the proper stewardship and that sort of thing. But it's the other 75%. If we could get half of those folks starting to pay attention to the university and becoming part of the university life, either from a distance or actually coming back to Charlottesville, that's the key. That's what we're really all about. We're trying to get the community thinking more as a community as opposed to individuals scattered around the world.
And what's so exciting are the in the summer, a lot of folks may not know that the university hosts an alumni reunion in the summertime, and folks come back.
First week in June.
And they can take classes in the summertime, and I've been a part of that. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really exciting. You don't expect to see, you sort of expect to see something like that in the fall, but it's really neat to see the grounds fill up with alumni of all ages with their kids and their grandkids coming back in the summertime.
Dorms. They can stay in the dorms, and it's interesting seeing a middle-aged person kind of wandering out of a lawn room. You don't normally see that during the school year, so it's fascinating, yes.
Tom Falders is our guest, the president and CEO of the University of Virginia Alumni Association. And what's so incredibly Jeffersonian about those events is, you know, Mr. Jefferson was like, it's all about education, and this is something that doesn't just happen when you're a young man or a young woman. He strongly encouraged people to keep doing, as he did, to keep reading and stay involved and constantly throughout your life seek out people who are smarter than you and ask questions.
And one of the things we're doing in concert with the university, in particular the provost office, is we're trying to expand into lifelong learning, whether that's in one of our satellite offices in Northern Virginia or the Tidewater or Southwest Virginia, or actually starting to create podcasts available of lectures and different events on the grounds that are more academic in orientation. We're working on trying to capture some of these events actually in flash presentations that will be on-demand video that you can put on the Alumni Association webpage or the university webpage. So we're working towards taking the technologies we have today and use them to push lifelong learning among the alumni.
Tom Falders, the president and CEO of the UVA Alumni Association, thank you, sir, for stopping by, and I would look forward to you visiting again.
My pleasure, Coy. Thank you very much.
This is News Radio 1070 WINA, Charlottesville, Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.